Thank you for the good singing. I'm glad what I feel in my heart tonight. Thankful for the Lord to be here. We've invited Brother Larry Sprouse to be with us this week in revival meeting, and he's come, and you give your attention to the Word of God, to the man of God, and pray for him that the Lord just touch him and give him what we stand in need of, and that the Word of God find its place in our heart tonight. Somebody said, boy, if you'd have been here, that message was to you. It's for us that are here tonight. So let's have attentive ears and let us hear the Word of God.
Bless you, brother. I love you. God bless you, Antioch. We love you.
Good to be in the Lord's house. Let me turn all this on. You got me like a bionic man here. Which end of this thing you mash, boy? I don't know if I will or not. You turn that on, I'll get this sudden. You got it? Hallelujah. I think he got me. I must be going plow. Got me harnessed up like a mule. Are we ready? This light ain't on this one. Okay. How you doing? Howdy. Praise God, it's good to be saved. Like an old fellow one time said, I was thinking about that on the bench there. Said this fellow, the young preacher, said he called him and wanted to come visit this man. He's dying. Said, a good old evangelist. I mean, I served God all them years. Said, I didn't know. You know, said, I got my black Bible, put on a black hat. Put on a black suit and a black tie, and said, I prayed about what to say when I got there, and said, walked in, you know, how you young preacher trying to be all sanctimonious. Said he walked in, said, he said, well, come on in, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. He said, I'm fixing to go home. He said, I'm going to go see Jesus and all them old saints. He says, anything you want me to tell them for you? He said, I couldn't think of a thing. He said, I said, howdy. So... And I tell you what truth, this thing's real, isn't it? Yeah. Amen, this thing's real. Praise God. I've been busy lately. I've had 3 funerals in 2 weeks, and 2 of them just like revival. Had one just the other day, honest to goodness, I'm telling you what truth. This thing ain't no joke. Praise God, this is the real deal, son. If we're saved, listen to me. I was in a funeral service a while back because a young fella died of cancer. Ricky Clinton's nephew up in Barnesville. He knows Ricky. And is it a Presbyterian church? And there are going to be Presbyterians in heaven. Man, well, us Baptists ain't going to be the only one. There'll be some Presbyterians from Methodists. Everybody's born again going to be in heaven. Amen. Now, never forget what that Presbyterian preacher said. This young man was a Christian. I mean, he was a Christian. I visited him in his house in his 30s. Died of cancer. Fought it for a long time. And that Presbyterian preacher got up, and that's what he said. He looked over that congregation in that funeral service, and he said, listen. He said, all of us are still in the land of the dying. But he said, this man is now in the land of the living. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. Death don't bother us, praise God, for a sake. Yeah. Amen. Paul said, all things are yours. That's what he said. Read it for yourself. He said, all things are yours. Life and death. That's mine. Death is mine. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's my doorway out of here. You get bad, sick, wore out in this body. Serve God all these years. Death is our doorway out of here. Thank God, that's a way out. That's a door from here to yonder. Now, I'm going to act right, if that's all right, praise God. I'm saved by the grace of God. Happy. Hope God will stir our hearts. If he stirs you up, don't throw no water on it. Fan the fire, praise God. Amen. Stir up. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's within you. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think Baptists ought to act like what they are. We saved by the grace of God. We are. I tell them that church sometimes. I say, how many of you saved and happy? They look at me. I say, raise your hand. I say, notify your face. Yeah, they'll say they're saved and happy. They come here. Get up here in the choir and sing, oh, I'll fly away, oh, glory. We ought to have some fellowship with God. Come in here with some zeal. Hallelujah. We ought not. Now, can I talk just a minute before I preach? Have you ever heard anybody say, I don't like to go down there, they don't never shout? Hell never carry on. I asked one of them one time, I said, I quit going down there. I said, they stopped rejoicing and stopped shouting. And I said, well, why don't you do it? Somebody going to whine about because somebody ain't happy. Why ain't they happy? Hallelujah. You can't walk with Jesus and not be happy. You can't fellowship with God and not have joy in your heart. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. I appreciate your pastor and his good wife over yonder, Miss D. I tell you, boy, my people love Brother William. They love Brother William. He's been down there several times to our church, and our people love him. If I got sick and died, I may not. Like my, he looks at me. I think he likes it down there. Every time I get around, he looked at me and said, I look sickly. I'm just kidding. But they love Brother William, I tell you. Matter of fact, there's a couple of them. A fella comes to my church. He loves Brother William to death. That's wanting to come. He told Brother William the last time he was up there, I said, won't come sing. Well, they'll come all the way and sing maybe Friday morning, Friday night. Amen. He's just a country's cornbread but loves God. Yes. And I tell you what, now their singing's a little different, but you just pray for them. They love God. I can promise you that. They love God. Amen. Are you glad you're saved? Yes. Are you glad you're saved? Yes. Are you glad you're saved? Yeah. I won't keep asking you that. You're doing better every time. Are you glad you're saved? Yeah. Hallelujah, I'm glad I'm saved. Yeah. I'm not a putting on, bless God. I'm saved. Yeah. I'm saved. I'm saved. Yeah. I like what they said. Told one old preacher one time, they said, are you saved? He said, I'm so saved, a mosquito bites me, it flies away singing, there's power in the blood. Yeah. Amen, I'm saved to the uttermost. Yeah. Hallelujah, and happy of it, thank God. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Glory to God. Now listen, I got to preaching Sunday morning down our church. Boy, God moved in there. It got sweeter than honey. I mean, I know it does you. It's not every service. But it got so sweet. It just sweeter than honey. And I didn't even, I'd studied and thought I'd go preach something else. I preached the same thing he did last night. Amen. Out of the same chapter. I sure did. I didn't know nothing about it. But, I got yesterday morning, boy, God got to moving in. It got sweeter than honey. God changed my mind. He never changes his, but he changes mine. Now I got to talking about the peace of God and preaching on the peace of God. So I'll tell you what, it's just wonderful. It's wonderful to know the Bible said that it's peace. Amen. God, we've got peace in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I told our young preachers, we got a couple of young preachers. One just announced his calling about it. A month ago, and I got talking to some of them young preachers. You know, you can do that when the Holy Ghost knee deep. I said, you young preachers, listen to me. I said, the devil try to worry you to death. I said, sometimes you feel like you can't get a hold of nothing. You pray, Lord, I've read whole books before. Now, I'm not talking about chapters. I've read whole books trying to get a hold of something. God seemed like I couldn't get nothing to land. Nothing felt good. And I said, young preacher, listen to me. Trust God. The devil, amen, he wants you to worry and fret. And I said, what you'll do if you're not careful, you'll pick you something out to think you've got something. And I said, when you pick it out, you still ain't got nothing. You got to wait on God. I want to say hallelujah. He's never been too early, and he's never been too late. He's always right on time. You can trust him in every way. He'll always be faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. I was on my way down here, and I said that for a reason. I was on my way down here. I've been praying for this meeting, asking God to help us. I was on my way down here. I still didn't know what I was going to preach. Had no idea where I was going to start. I thought, well, you know how you do. You run messages to your heart. God said, you remember what you told them young preachers yesterday morning? Now don't you pick you something out so you get the feeling better. I got to praying coming down the road, and God put this on my heart. So I'm going to preach what God put on my heart tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. How about you? Turn over the 29th chapter of the book of Psalms. I told not to be long-winded tonight. You never know how to start out a revival. I wouldn't have started out this way. I'd have started out some other way, but I'm not the boss. God's the boss. He knows what he wants. I mean, I can't help you if he don't help. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Abide in me, without me you can do nothing. So we're just mind God tonight. Amen. 29th chapter of Psalm. If you don't mind, stand, rest in your seats just for a few minutes. Honor God's word. 29th chapter of the book of Psalms. Just a few thoughts maybe tonight. Word of God said in Psalms 29, verse number 1, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name." Now let me stop long enough to ask you a question. Has any of us ever done that? Has any angels ever done that? Has any preacher ever done that? Has any saint ever done that? To give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. We could never, ever, ever, if we had 10,000 lives to live, hallelujah, we could never give him the glory that's due his holy name. Oh, but God help, it's wonderful to try it. Amen. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now listen, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. You say, "Am I going through fire?" I know somebody with his voice, hallelujah, I can divide those flames. Woo! Yeah. Amen. He divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to cave and discovereth the forest. That's bringing forth birth there, isn't it? Amen. And discovereth the forest, and in the temp and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth on the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Hallelujah. You may be seated. May God add his blessings tonight for a few minutes to the reading of his precious word. I don't know just exactly all I'll do with this and which way the Lord will lead me tonight, but I believe with all my heart I've got what God placed on my heart for this service tonight. See, I don't know what your need is. I don't know what would help you. But I'm a serving one tonight, hallelujah, that knows what our need is. I won't try to preach tonight just for a few minutes. Honestly, I try not to preach long. Mondays is hard on a preacher when you got to drive 6 hours to get there and got to study and pray and be ready. I won't try to preach tonight for a few minutes on the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Never been a voice like that voice. Amen. When you think about the voice of the Lord, there wouldn't be no world here were it not for the voice of the Lord. One day God stepped out of nothing. Hallelujah. Stepped out there when there was nothing and said, "Let there be." And there was, and there has been ever since. And it were it not for the voice of the Lord, you wouldn't be here tonight if you'd been saved by the grace of God. It was God's voice that came when we had. Hallelujah. Paul said in one place, he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek." It's the voice of God that came when we had. There's power in the voice of God. Hallelujah. I wish they'd find that out in the White House. Amen. I wish they'd find that out across this world. Amen. The voice of God thundereth. There's power in the word of God. Amen. Now listen. Seven times down through here, he uses the word voice. Seven is the number of completeness, or the number of perfection. Everything about God is complete. Everything about God is perfect. Now listen, I'm just going to give you what God put on my heart today. Thank God for the voice of God. Listen, I wrote this down a while ago. The voice is what articulates the word, makes known the contents and the intents of the heart. You're hearing my voice. But the Bible said in one place, thank God, he said, "By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned." It's our voice, it's our words,
that articulates the content and the intent of our heart. I'm glad this Bible tells me, amen, the content and the intent of my God's heart. Hallelujah. He's got a good heart. He's got a loving heart. Hallelujah. He's got a caring heart. I'm glad the voice of God has got all power. Amen. In heaven and in earth. Thank God for his voice. Thunders. Isn't it amazing? A voice that can thunder. Amen. That can thunder with such reverberation. It can go right down into the hearts of men. It can go right down into the spirits and the souls of men. Hallelujah. The thundering voice of God that can go around this world. It's a thunderous voice, yet it's such a tender voice. Hallelujah. Such a loving voice. I used to worry myself to death about preaching. I quit that worrying business. Somebody else do that. He didn't call me to worry. He called me to preach. He didn't even call me to get you to like it. I used to try to get people to like it. I quit that junk too. I just preach what God's got on my heart. If you like it, hallelujah. And if you don't, go home and pack. Amen. You better get there if you're going to preach. Amen. The voice of God. God's voice is knowledgeable. It's a knowledgeable voice. How knowledgeable is God's voice? Amen. The word of God said in Genesis, amen, chapter 3. It said, and they'd sin, they heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day. If a voice is walking, it's got to have something walking with it. I'll tell you what it was. It was God. It was the voice of God, the knowledge of God, knowing that creature I love, that creature I've made, he disobeyed me. And yet he was walking with knowledge, understanding the mess there's in. God's voice is knowledgeable. He knows where sinners is at. He not only knows, I'm just giving you what God gave me coming down the road. Hallelujah. It's a knowledgeable voice. Thank God, his voice. Amen. Have you ever wondered about that? Yeah. Bible said they heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day. God was walking. He was wooing. Amen. He was out to try to win them back. Hallelujah. Adam, where art thou? And glory to God. I'm glad that voice came where I was at one night. The knowledge of my lost condition and said, Larry, where art thou? Where art thou? Where art thou? That voice that can go right down. We can't do that. Only God can do that. Boy, when God come out yonder, I wasn't in church. I was on a ball field. Center field. People come to my house, voice didn't do nothing. People try to talk to me, that voice didn't do nothing. Now turn to that man on center field. Hallelujah. There's a voice that thundered to my very soul. And he said, where art thou? I didn't hear him say those words, but that's the words he was saying. Where art thou? It thundered to the very depth of my being. Hallelujah. I couldn't shake it off. I couldn't get rid of it till I bowed at an altar. I said, here I am. Hallelujah. Thank God for the voice of God. Whoa. The thundering voice. Hallelujah. I would run, but I'm too old. Voice of God. It's a knowledgeable voice. Adam, why do you ask the question? I can't fool anyway. He knew who was there. Why would a God of heaven that knows all things, never nothing slipped up on him? Did it ever occur to you nothing ever occurred to him? He's always known everything. And he walks out that knowing where Adam's at, knowing what kind of condition he's in, knowing what he's done, and said, "Where art thou?" He wasn't asking him because he didn't know. He was asking him because he wanted Adam to know. And he wanted Adam to tell him, "I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost." It's an audible voice that knows where you're at. The preacher may not know, but God knows. Woo! Let me hurry. I'm not going to preach long tonight. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying this. Voice of God. I like that first part of that. He said it's upon, the voice of God is upon the waters. All through this book, waters is a type of the Word of God. The earth was void and without form, and darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I'm glad that the Spirit of God always moves on the voice of God. Hallelujah. That's what makes men get born again. It's when the Spirit of God moves on the face of the Word of God and gives it life. Woo! And brings it alive in the hearts of men, women, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas. It's the voice of God that does it. Amen. When I'm dead and gone, there'll still be somebody stirred up telling it. Well, these days, I'm glad God's raising up some young fellas. That white license, now he's calling to preach. He got it the first time, he had him on laid out, boy. They got to learn.